Hi, my name is Nick, and this is my podcast. Today's topic is the evil, monstrous criminals known as the Somali Pirates. Somali pirates are very dangerous criminals, and there must be something done to get rid of these horrible criminals, or they will keep terrorizing the high seas. Somali pirates cause a lot of damage by interfering with shipping businesses. When cargo ships travel through the waters off the coast of Somalia, pirates take notice. This results in a lot of hijackings. The Somali pirates steal cargo and capture people. The pirates sell the cargo on for large sums of money. The Somali pirates also capture people and hold them hostage to receive ransom payments. Somali pirates cost businesses so much money. From 2010 to 2017, Somali pirates cost global shipping businesses $29 billion. Between 2005 and 2012, an estimated $339 million to $413 million was paid off of the Somali coast as ransom money. The average haul brought in $2.7 million, and the average pirate collected between $30,000 to $75,000, with potential bonuses of up to $10,000 being the first to board the ship and various other tasks accomplished. Somali pirates cause a lot of deaths. In 2011, 35 people held hostage by Somali pirates died. This is partially because of poor conditions where the hostages are held. Due to the poor conditions, some hostages died of diseases that went untreated by the pirates. The Somali pirates also killed hostages that attempted to escape. A reason for the significant spike in deaths in 2011 was the fact that in 2011, the hostages were held for 50% longer than in previous years. The number of Somali piracy incidents has been on the decline for years and years. But in 2017, the number of reported Somali pirate incidents was 54, which doubled the number of reported incidents in 2016. This shows that Somali piracy is still a serious issue and should not be taken lightly. Somali pirates are very vicious and successful, but their success is due to lack of security on ships. When Somali pirates attack, they most often attack in small fishing boats with one or two pirates per ship. They also aren't armed very well. A good portion of pirates have firearms, but not all of them. When armed security is present on ships, Somali pirate attacks have not been successful. There are also plenty of videos online of armed security on ships versus Somali pirates, and the Somali pirates are always heavily outmatched and lose because they don't have the firepower to take on armed forces. It's just that there are so many ships who don't consider Somali pirates a big issue, but those ships are the prime targets for pirates as they do not have the security required to fend off these vicious criminals. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I hope you guys have learned more about Somali pirates and how bad they are. The end.